Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're working through responsible AI and ethics, bias, fairness, and accountability frameworks for directors, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And this one is aimed squarely at boards and directors, not the tech team.
Right. The core argument is that responsible AI use needs to be treated as a board-level risk, the same rigor as financial controls, not something you delegate entirely to IT and forget about.
Which is probably what most directors are doing right now.
Almost certainly. So Brett sets out a structured framework, starting with what he calls a responsible use policy, a formal document that defines your risk appetite for automated decision-making, lists prohibited applications, and sets out what controls are mandatory.
So before you even ask, is our AI fair, you have to have written down what fair means for your business and what decisions you're not willing to hand to a machine.
Exactly. And that policy needs to cascade downward. Brett talks about establishing a board AI oversight committee or extending your existing risk or technology committee with clear delegations to an executive AI steering committee.
That sounds like a lot of structure for a business with 50 or 100 people.
I think the framing scales, but the part that doesn't scale away, even for smaller organizations, is that every deployed model or automation should have a named accountable executive, one specific person who owns it.
Because if everyone is responsible, no one is.
That's exactly the spirit of it. And Brett is very direct. There must be explicit escalation pathways to the board for any breach of ethical thresholds or material incident affecting customers, employees, or markets. No ambiguity about who decides and who is accountable.
There's a section on risk taxonomy. Walk me through that.
He translates ethical exposures into 6 enterprise risk categories that any risk committee would recognize: bias and discrimination, privacy infringement, operational failure, reputational loss, regulatory non-compliance, and financial or market impact.
That last one surprises people. They think AI ethics is a fairness conversation, but a biased hiring tool or a discriminatory lending model creates real financial exposure and real legal liability.
And the regulatory angle only tightens. The article notes that compliance teams need to map systems against anti-discrimination law, consumer protection, financial services regulation, and data protection, all at once.
So what does doing this properly actually look like day to day for a director?
Brett gives a very concrete 6-step checklist. Step 1, approve the responsible use policy and the oversight committee charter within 90 days. Step 2, complete a model inventory and risk classification within 120 days.
Model inventory, meaning you actually know what AI systems are running in your business.
Which many organizations don't, particularly if different teams have been buying tools independently. High-risk classifications trigger mandatory impact assessments, more testing, and board sign-off before anything goes into production.
And how do you know if something is high-risk?
There's a standardized intake and classification process. Once something is classified high-risk, Brett mandates impact assessments and model cards, which document intended use, performance across subgroups, and known failure modes, before anything goes live. That's step 3.
What kind of fairness testing is actually required?
Specific quantitative metrics. Disparate impact ratios, false positive and false negative parity across population groups, calibration tests, adversarial testing, red team assessments, synthetic counterfactuals to find brittle behavior, and for high-risk models, pre-production external audits.
So this is not ticking a box. Someone has to actually stress test the system before it touches customers.
Right. And the whole point is so that when you do augment your team's decision-making with AI, you have the structure to catch problems before they become incidents. That feeds into step 4, a quarterly board dashboard with defined KPIs.
What kind of KPIs?
Brett gives specific examples. Percentage of high-risk models with completed impact assessments, number and severity of fairness metric breaches per quarter, mean time to detect and fix a bias incident, training completion rates for relevant staff.
So you can actually track whether the governance is working, not just whether the policy document exists.
Exactly. Leading and lagging indicators both. Steps 5 and 6. Commission an independent external review of your 3 most material models within 6 months and authorize a cross-functional change program covering training, procurement controls, and employee engagement.
The procurement piece is worth highlighting. I think a lot of directors assume we bought software. That's the vendor's problem.
Brett pushes back hard on that. Contracts with AI vendors need to include requirements for model cards, training data descriptions, performance metrics by subgroup, audit rights, incident notification clauses, and indemnities for regulatory compliance failures. You can't just accept the defaults.
And the culture point, policy without culture will not stick. That line landed for me. You can write excellent governance documents, but if the incentives don't reward responsible behavior, people cut corners.
anonymous reporting channels, ethics hotlines, performance management that actually penalizes negligence in controls. It has to be built into how the business operates, not just documented.
So what's the one thing a director should do this week?
Pick one AI tool your business is currently running and ask, who is the named accountable executive for this? If you can't answer that in 60 seconds, that's your first gap to close.
For me, check your vendor contracts for audit rights. Most won't have them. That's the conversation to start now, before you need them.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Every section of this framework is covered in detail. And if you want Brett and the team to look at how this applies in your specific business, there's a free AI audit available to book there too.
Worth doing before the regulator asks the same questions.
Thanks for listening.